Write it down.
Reality. Let the Holy Spirit give us a reality, not just a reading, not just scriptures, but a reality of what it means to walk in God's ordained prosperity. Now, as a believer, you have been ordained by God to walk in prosperity. Now, there's a lot of opposition in the church about prosperity, and Satan feasts on ignorance. Yeah, he make a feast on ignorance when you don't know what you're talking about. You're just running your mouth, and you're taking scriptures out of context. Like, the love of money is the root of all evil. He was talking to wicked people. He didn't say money was evil. And so that had been introduced to the church for centuries. And so we who have come to a point that we want to walk in revelation and walk in the truth of God ordained. Jeremiah 29. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jeremiah 29. The Lord kept wrestling with me about this, to take step by step. To let the Holy Ghost do some things in here tonight. That'd be okay? And reading this, let me read it the King James Version, because I'm going to read out the NIV. I remember years ago I preached along this line in Jeremiah, and the Lord revealed some things to me about it on my journey. Okay, all right, on my journey. Yeah. At this point, my journey is at a higher level than the average person in the church. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so God want me to share with the body of Christ the things that I've learned on the journey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, see, there's another scripture we're going to look at that is very important. You have to be taught prosperity. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes. Now, look at the last part of the verse, to give you an expected end. There must be expectation. Revelation without expectation is void. And I see sometimes we got a lot of revelation, but we don't have expectation. Expectation is the thing that caused revelation to flow and to function properly. Now, you got to understand, you're functioning in another realm. When it comes down to God, a God type of prosperity, we're going to deal with some things. Somebody going to get cut in here tonight, but I need to cut this out of you, because we trust everything but God, like we should. And I want you to leave here tonight with a full trust in God. He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. Did he save you? I mean, a God who can save you can prosper you. Yeah, so here in the NIV Bible, it says, "For I know the plans." Well, think about that word plan. It's God's plan. So it's God ordained plan. Man can talk in it, but it's God's plan. "I have for you," declares the Lord. Now look what he says, plan in NIV. Now, it's very simple. Plans to prosper you. And the plan is plural. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Now, I can tell you right now, it's harmful not to be prosperous. It's harmful to live from paycheck to paycheck. It's harmful on families. It's a strain on families. It's a strain on your health. It's a strain on everything. Beyond this. Yes, sir. Oh, ain't nobody gonna help me up here tonight. Yes, sir. Now you can pull it out of me. It's in there. You got to pull it out of me. Yes, sir. So you can't just sit there dull and dumbfound looking at, or you know, you gotta show some excitement and some expectation. Well, it ain't gonna come out. I'm gonna tell you right, it ain't gonna come out. No, the anointing is not coming out in no dull place. You got to be people who want it and know. How many of y'all know is more?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know God wants you to have more?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know God wants you more blessed than what you are now?
Yes, sir.
That's important. That's important. That's a mark. That's a grade right there. If you know that, you're a candidate for what I'm a minister tonight. You understand that God wants you to have more, and God is well able for you to have more. Now, in this room, there are people who are stuck. Even though you talk the talk, sing the song, but if you go home and check that book, you stuck. I come to get you out of the stuck. But you got to hook up. You got to hook up, though. You got to hook up. You got to expect something to happen tonight out of the ordinary, all right? Now notice this. I received something. That's 2,000. I received that. Now notice this. It's God's plan. Sit down. We'll get back up after a while. It's God's plan. Now hold to that. See, because that's going to help you when hecklers or when situations seem to die on you and seem like you're not progressing, seem like you're not moving financially, seem like things are not going as they should go, even though you got 13 scriptures, you know about it, but it's not functioning properly. See, we here to make it function properly. Okay? Been around, probably been on everybody level here. And I know how I left that level. You see what I'm saying? And so I know you're here for a reason. You're here to learn and you're here to activate some things. And so turn to Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48 for a moment. I got to walk you through this because I'm dealing with people who've been stuck or at a stuck level. And they're going to be pulled out by the anointing tonight. Pulled out by the anointing. Pulled out by the anointing. Say it. How many of y'all think the anointing can pull you out? The anointing destroy yokes, remove burden. You see what I'm saying? The anointing, it takes an anointing. It takes the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, to overpower what life telling you. What you have seen in life through your people and your ancestors and how they came through you. But it's not your lot. Now, here in Isaiah 48:17. Thus saith the Lord. You see it? Yes, thy Redeemer. Thy Redeemer. Thy Redeemer. Thus saith the Lord. Thy Redeemer. Thy Redeemer. Look what he says. The Holy One of Israel. Now these next two words are your identity. The next two words are your identity. I am. He gave us that identity.
Yes, sir.
I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit. Teaches thee to profit. It's not a rehearsal. It's not going through a lot of things. Step by step. Say, Lord, open my eyes so I can see what way you're leading me. You see the church almost lost hope in the aspect of prosperity because so many denominations taught against it. And prosperity is not just for your purpose, it's for God's purpose. The gospel cannot be preached unless somebody be prosperous. So he says, now hold on now because I'm going to show you some things tonight. Hold on. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God which teaches thee, or you're teachable. Now, the only way I know you're teachable is when you get instruction and you apply. Now, listen what I'm about to say. Instruction on the pad is not going to work. Instruction in your notes are not going to work. And I know some of y'all take good note, make good outline, not going to work. By faith, you have to apply what the Holy Ghost say to you. And trust the Holy Ghost. And trust the Holy Ghost to bring it to pass. Don't only be a hearer of the word. Scripture says, James said, be a doer. So I need tonight, I need some people going to hear some things. But I need a promise that you're going to do it. Because that's the only way it's going to work. See, prosperity from God does not work without partnership. In other words, God can't bypass the devil in your life without you. You have to give him the permission to prosper you. Because if you don't give God the permission to prosper you, Satan still got a case on your life. Who see what I'm talking about? Have you ever told the Lord, Lord, I give you permission to prosper me just like you want? Tell him right now. See, tonight what you're doing is locking up with God in partnership on your prosperity. See? Notice Joshua 1:8. Notice what it says before I get into this breakdown here. Notice Joshua 1:8. This book of the Lord shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to all that written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosper and have good success. Notice who did it. You know why you got to do it? Now, I don't worry about English too much, you know. Huh? Know why you got to do it? God has already done it. Your prosperity is already available. So the only way it can come to you, you got to do it. What? See, ain't no sense praying to God about this. This is not a prayer meeting. No, I mean, you pray all you want. I know some broke praying people that pray all the time. But they're broke at the Ten Commandments more than dry. But prayer is not the format for prosperity. Because if so, we all everybody, you'll be rich. Praying in tongue is not the solution for prosperity. Following instruction, applying the revelation to your life by faith. What you gonna do when you leave here? I'm gonna share some things with you. What you gonna do with it? See? Not you can't leave here talking about it was a good meeting. And I come back here next year and you're in the same spot. No, some of the things that are happening in your life now was for this meeting. So you can listen better. There are some things that God permitted to happen in your life to shock you out of yourself that you can come into total trust in Him. Sometimes we're not going to do whatsoever He said do it unless we don't know what to do. And John 2:5 is miracle statement. Whatsoever He says to you, do it. But if things going kind of good sometimes, we're not going to do it because we think we're doing it. Well, I'm talking to somebody up in here. And so whatever mishap, whatever drop off you're dealing with is for a reason. The setback is a setup. Write that down. The setback in your finances was a setup for you to hear something tonight to pass that spot that you were. See, are you teachable?
Yes, sir.
Are you reachable?
Yes.
See. Now, here's what he began to tell me. Hallelujah. I'm marked by God to be prosperous. How many of you ever had a prosperity dream? Prosperity dream. You saw yourself somewhere that's not normal. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's deal with a few things that we have to deal with. Now, you may think you're not in this, not in one of these categories, but you are. Yes. Sit down. Let me tell you something. Let me show you something. There are four or five things I'm going to have to address. We're going to have to address here tonight. Four or five things. Number one, I'll give a word, and I'll give a short, brief definition of that word and try to let the Holy Spirit bring it clearer to us, because the first word, you're not going to want nothing to do with it. The first word, you're going to say, I know he's not talking to me. But you've been there. And you might still be there. Yeah. Beggar. Yeah. Living from the world table. Beggar. You got to get that beggarly element out of your life, that this world gonna set you free. Turn to Luke 16. Luke 16, verse 19. We got to get the beggarly aspect out of your life. Most Christians are beggars compared to what they've been blessed to be. Oh, y'all got quiet? You know, I know you don't like it. I told you, we're going to be a little distant here for a few moments. But if you're depending on your job, you're a beggar. If you depend on that little check, that little Mickey Mouse check you get, you are a beggar. If you depend on, and look at this, most Christians have two jobs, so they are a double beggar. See, here we have, because one man end up in hell, another one end up in paradise. Show us the church is begging the world to take care of them. Then on the other hand, God said you're blessed. And I've empowered you to prosper from another realm. I'll cause financial miracles to happen in your life if you obey me. You follow me?
Yes.
Now, I mean, you may not want to own this, you may not want to deal with it, but I've seen it in the church many years that beggars cannot walk in prosperity. We can't get the word beggar and blessed mixed up. All right, look at it in Luke. I want you to see this. It's a scripture familiar to you. But I want you to see it, because tonight we got to get the beggarly thing out of your system. Hoping somebody give you a better job and all that stuff. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, it's God ordained. Meaning we're talking about supernatural money. We're not talking about money that come normally. God has some things supernaturally planned. Listen to me, with your name on it. Oh, you ain't gonna shout about that. You wasting my time. See? Supernaturally. Now, see, some people don't think this is supposed to be taught in the church. I look at some of y'all faces. Y'all just here. You're looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. I got more money than you got. I'm up in on time. You said that you're looking all sad, like we had a funeral. We're not at no funeral. We had a resurrection. You see, you might have a little pension you're living on and think you're all selling. You can't give nothing, though. You're a pension giver. I'm going to ask a question. It's a trick question. I'll tell you ahead of time, it's a trick question. If I want to tell you the trick question, y'all have been screaming. But I'm going to ask it anyway because somebody's still going to make a noise about it. How many of y'all can get your breakthrough tonight? Uh-huh. We ain't looking for no breakthrough. We ain't looking for no breakthrough. That's some of my next points. See, we've been shouting on this breakthrough thing. I'm going to get a breakthrough. How you going to break through to where you already are? Now, tell somebody next to you, say it with some faith, prosperity is already yours. Then say prosperity. Financial prosperity, say it, is already mine. So we'll deal with breakthrough in a few minutes. When we deal with breakthrough, I'm going to let something down in here that's going to lift you up. Okay. But you see here in Luke 19, huh? What did I say? Luke 16, verse 19. That's not the one I'm looking for. I'm in John, I ain't gonna work. That's the one. Yeah, Luke I'm looking for. Because we need to see this clearly. Because you're gonna have to get off the beggar train. It's a dishonor to God.
Yes, it is.
It's as if God, all this good stuff in the earth realm, and your daddy can't get you none of it. I heard something in the spirit. It wasn't on my notes. But tonight is your birthday. And your father want to give you one of the best gifts he ever gave you before. And that gift start with a P called prosperity. Tonight he's going to do it to you. Tonight is your birthday. Tonight is your birthday of not depending on this world system anymore. The God you've been praising and the God you've been reading about and the God you've been loving is about to love on you tonight. While I'm preaching gates, doors, and windows. Supernatural. Gates, doors, and windows. Being open, supernatural. Who going through them? Who going to go through them? I said, who going to go through them? I said, who going to go through them? Now look at this. Sit down. Look at this. Look at this. Because you got to see this. You got to see the beggar before you can be blessed. You have to know the difference between the two. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I say, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, now notice this. This is sad. Verse 19, there was a certain rich man. Now, he's a worldly man.
Yeah.
Which was clothed in purple and fine linen. Worldly man. Fared sumptuously every day. Worldly man. Devil didn't bless him. The devil is the god of this world, so he won't shut Christians out. So Christians have to have a revelation and take what's rightfully there.
Amen.
And there was a certain beggar. Now that beggar represented the church. Because he's the one who went to the paradise, the bosom. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus was laid at his gate full of sores. Now look at verse 21. And desiring to be what?
Amen.
From what? Amen. Oh, crumb. You've been living a crumb life compared to what God wants you to have. See, I got to come at you now. I love you, you know that. But I got to say it to you so you can see it vividly. You see, most Christians living on crumb off the enemy's table. Revelation will get you from that table. There's another table. Crumb. When you live from paycheck to paycheck, when you see things that the Father has permitted to be made in this world and you can't have it, you're living on crumb. You are designed to be blessed. Come on, receive that. But you can't only be designed, you have to be determined to be blessed, that I'm going to follow God's plan. What did he say? He have a plan to what? Prosper us, right? Give us what? And expect it in. If you don't expect it, you're not going to receive it. So with the enemy, he that this man table desire to eat the crumb from his table, and he's a king's child. See. So there's the beggar. Everybody understand the beggar?
Yes, sir.
Everybody understand what the Lord is saying? The Lord is not whipping you, but he's railing you in that you think another way. Because you can't think normal and flow in prosperity. All right, now, there's another table in the 23rd Psalm. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Not in my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Now you know the reason I preached on that Psalm Sunday. Who heard it? You know the reason? Huh? The reason is, he said, beloved, I worship all things, you prosper and be in health. If you soul problem, 3 John 2, right? Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir.
Most Christians have soul problem with prosperity.
Yeah.
They've been tricked. The enemy can't trick you in your spirit.
No, right.
He can't oppress you in your spirit.
No.
But he oppress you in your thinking,
right.
Your emotion,
right.
Your conscience,
right.
Your imagination,
yeah.
Your will,
yeah.
Your desire. See,
yeah.
They oppress you there. That's your soul.
Yeah.
Your makeup of your soul.
Yeah.
So in that psalm, if you notice, the soul has to be restored before he can lead him in the path of righteousness.
Right.
He led him in the green pasture, led him beside the still water. He said, but before I can lead you in the path of righteousness, because there's so much stuff, so much manifestation and demonstration in the path. When you really start walking in the path of righteousness, wealth and riches, according to Psalm 112, should be in your house. So he said, before I can lead you in the path of righteousness, I can lead you beside some still water. I can lead you in the green path. But before I lead you in the path of righteousness, I have to restore your soul. I have to get your thinking right. I have to get your talking right. I have to get your looking right. Your believing right. Then he restores your soul and leads you in the path of righteousness. Then valleys you just walk through. Financial. How many of y'all? Don't raise your hand. How many of y'all walk into a financial valley now and look dark? Those valleys are there for a reason. Those valleys to let you know once you arrive, you can't go back. You got it? You understand it? See, if you never go through a valley, once you get up there, you're going to get up there worrying. Yeah, you're out of debt. You got some money, but you're still worried about the money. Can I hold it? What can I do? Watching and counting. No, you got to get to a point where money don't move you. You move money. But there are people here tonight that walk into financial valleys. Shadows, darkness. There's people walking at night.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
But let me assure you,
yes, sir. Come on.
The valley is on purpose.
Yes,
if you never go through a valley, you'll never know what a mountain is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let me say something now. Everybody dealing with some finance here, your financial valley is on the way to the mountain.
Yes,
so whatever financial valley you're going through now, don't be upset. Don't be afraid. You're on your way to the mountain. What I say? You're on your way where? You're on your way to your financial mountain. But to get to the financial mountain, you got to go through the financial valley. But don't sit down in the valley and stay all day. Keep walking. Notice he said, I walk. He didn't say, I sat out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God hasn't left you. God hasn't forsaken you. God hasn't forgotten you. God know you've been faithful. God know you've been sowing. God know you've been giving your tithe. God know you've been praising him. God know you love him. God hasn't forgot about you. Keep walking. Walk a little bit. Walk a little bit. Keep walking. Walk on through these valleys. Walk, and then finally you're going to walk out of the valley. Out of it. Out of it. So don't get afraid. If you don't have as much as you used to have, that's for a reason. That's for a reason. That when the money show up like it should show up, it don't control you. Why? I've been through the valley. I know how to walk through the valley, so I'm not worried about the valley. I've been there already. Are you following me? See, the devil think he's taking you, but God is making you. Are you getting help?
Yes, sir.
Are you seen?
Yes, sir.
Because the Holy Spirit is going to move in you in a few minutes. Yes, sir. In a stronger dimension. I don't think I'm going to get too far tonight. Because these things are the nitty gritty. These are things we need to know, because we got people that really love God, living holy life, but ain't got their money to go with it.
Come on.
That ain't right.
It ain't right.
And we're going to do something about it tonight.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
See, wisdom, knowledge, understanding is powerful in the realm where we function. Wisdom from God, revelation from God, insight from God is so powerful. And you here for a reason tonight. Every person who's listening, you got people, thousands of people listening about broken. You're here for a reason. Yes. God is ministering to you. God is imparting to you some things that you can have encounters that you never experienced before.
Amen.
That's a $500. Encounters that you have never experienced before. And it's based on this. From a natural standpoint, I don't know how.
Come on.
See, if your life is in a position where you can figure it out now, you're not blessed yet. It's a life. It's a life. See, I'm just talking to some people. See, I've owned four jets.
Yes, sir.
I can't explain it.
Come on.
Me?
Yes, sir. Come on, Pastor.
Yeah.
Where'd it come from? How I got them?
Come on.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'm stuck in the valley. Yeah, in that valley. That valley, this thing don't stop too. He sure don't want me to train you tonight. He sure don't want me. Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Hello.
Now, who is on yet?
Yes, sir.
Who got that revelation of walking in the financial valley? Now get the revelation. Get this to go with it.
You
got to go through that. It make you want to cry, you know, but you got to go through it. But you got to keep, don't sit down. Don't sit down and cry. Oh, Lord, when you going to do something? Keep walking. There's a revelation right ahead of you. We walk by, not by sight. All right. So why y'all want to walk by sight with money? You got to keep walking by faith. At this time, you're walking through a financial valley, but there's a financial mountain waiting on you. Repeat myself. You can't get to the mountain without going through the valley. Sit down. Let me tell you a moment. Yeah, have a help in it? A help you in it? Yeah, help you in it? Yeah. At every level, At every level you go through, you're headed for a higher mountain. You understand me? So I want to tell you, look at me. God hasn't forgotten about you. And if you listen good enough, there are going to be some retroactive pay. Like lump sum. I don't know why I'm giving you this, but God told me to give you this. Some that can happen to you. There you go. Hey, that's my friend now. She came down to my church. All right, I want you to write this note. Sit down. I gotta watch myself. All right, so as we deal with the beggar and deal with the valley, now let's deal with this breakthrough theory. In the word of faith, I know where I'm going to come to all in full gospel, and we got this breakthrough theory. Where are we trying to break? And what are we trying to get through? Jesus already. Look at Ephesians 1:3. Look at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has don't miss that past tense. Who has blessed us with all. Now here's where the rumor come in. See, spiritual blessing calls for manifestation. And so you got to walk in it long enough that God see he can trust you to manifest it. And then just saying or putting a widget board up on the wall and writing all that stuff down. It ain't just doing that. Learn the lesson. It's already yours. Prosperity already belonged to you. Jesus died that you might prosper. So having plenty of money is nothing wrong with that. Lacking nice things, nothing wrong with that. Having nice things, nothing wrong with that. Just praise the Lord. Get that valley, oh, that's another one. Get that valley getting by anointing out of your life. Right now. I call it out in Jesus' name. Valley getting by, come out of your life right now. That is not God's will. And as God's messenger, I call it out of you right now. I call it out of your soul. Because it can't get in your spirit. I call it out of your body. Because it can't get in your spirit. Yes. Battle getting by is over in my life. Say it. Battle getting by. Beggarly spirit. Breakthrough. I don't need neither one of them. See, the enemy, we thought we had a great revelation. We got breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. No, what you trying to break through to? First Corinthians 3:21. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
You're not still in the valley, are you? We walked through that. Keep walking though. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. 1 Corinthians 3:21. Blessed be the God and Father our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us. That's Ephesians 1:3. Come on, help me, y'all. Where you at? Who that with? 1 Corinthians 3:21. You're a little slow. I'll get my Bible. All right. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours.
Yes, sir.
Go to the next verse. Watch what it says. Whether Paul or Apollos, Caesar or the world, or life or death, or things present or things to come. All of yours.
Come on.
All of yours. You got to grasp that with a revelation.
Yes, sir.
So breakthrough is fighting for what is already yours. When you're trying to get a breakthrough, you're fighting a system that's supposed to be under your feet.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yes, sir. Wow.
Now, what you got to understand, I can't explain my life from a normal explanation point, but I can explain it from revelation. Mm-hmm. Where naturally, you don't know how. It's like that man sold that seed, went to bed, went to sleep, got up. He said, "You know how? You don't know how." Okay. So I got it. And tomorrow night I'll take you further, but I got to take you straight now, because I want to take you somewhere right now. I want to take you somewhere right now. We talk about the beggar. We talk about breakthrough. Now listen at this. Prosperity is my birthright.
Yes, sir.
When I was born again, I born into prosperity.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Because everything God has now.
Come on, Apostle.
Belong to me. Everything Jesus had belong to me. Everything the Holy Spirit had belong to me. Everything the kingdom of God had belong to me. I born into it. So prosperity, let your lip and your tongue and your mind do it one time. Prosperity belong to me by birthright. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm in the family. Look at Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in it. So whatever here, God can handle anything, cause anyone who don't even like you.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
So it's my birthright. Luke 15. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Verse 29. Oh, my goodness. Talking about that son at home. That son at home. Luke 15, verse 29. Yeah. And this is the way we've been. Yeah. And he answered, said to his father, you know, he had a party for his brother. Lord, these many years do I serve thee. How many of y'all been serving for many years?
Yeah.
Come on, put your hand up. How many of y'all been serving? These many years have been serving. Neither transgress at any time thou come out. I try to live right. Come on, how many of y'all been trying to live right? Yet thou never gives me a break, or give me a blessing, or give me a kid that I make better than my friend. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Next verse. Next verse. But as soon as thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou have killed for him the fattest calf. Go to the next one. Fed his calf. And he said unto him, son, how many of y'all been serving him for a long time? I've been on the battlefield for a long time. You know all that stuff there. He said, you don't know? Nobody never told you. Nobody never told you how much I have. I just told you in Psalm 24:1, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Oh.
But did anybody tell you what I have already is yours?
Come on. Yes, sir.
That boy is just like the church has been. The church been serving God and waiting and waiting and waiting. And the Lord said,
Yes, sir.
You don't even have to ask for it. Take it. You didn't get that. You didn't get that. But I'll show you a scripture to help you. See, because the Lord said, I don't just bless who asks me. I bless who think about it. Ephesians 3:20. Turn to it. Ephesians 3:20. Look at it.
Yes, sir.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. As a man thinketh, so is he. Why can't you think prosperity? Why you can't think you out of debt?
Come on.
Why you can't think I'm the biggest giver in the church? You're gonna give big when you get big, right? You're gonna give bigger, right? So I mean, why you can't be there? Why you can't, God can? What? Boy, I know you was helping. I talked about that valley, right? Don't sit down in that valley and cry. Keep walking. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. The valleys are there for a reason. And the Lord brought me back to the valley right now for a reason. To let you know you're not going to stay in the valley. The valley is a schoolroom. But it's right. Knowing what is yours and releasing faith will show progress of manifestation. Let's go to another word. Blessing. I'm a beggar. I'm a breakthrough to my voice right. To blessing. I wrote down for you, stepping in your full benefit. Two things I want to show you. By being properly acquainted with God and obeying his direction. You're going to have to do something. And you're going to have to make some changes to walk in real prosperity. And you're going to have to not get fearful and worry when you run out. Because the next move you need to make, he's going to supply. See, you got to have a run out revelation. Because you don't know how he can do something. Lord, I could tell you some cases. Well, it was the next day, sometime the next hour.
Come on. Yes, sir.
But then it dawned on me. I don't have to depend on the world.
Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, sir.
I got a father working in another realm.
Yes, sir.
But he work at his own pace.
Yes, sir.
But when he do work, I catch up. And pass by.
Come on.
See, you're going to have to understand it because you see, we got all these confession and decrees and the dance about prosperity, but you got to understand there's valleys you got to go through.
Yeah.
Now sometimes look like, what happened? Like somebody shut the valve off.
Yeah.
It's for a reason.
Come on, Apostle.
For a reason.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't let what without shut down within.
Right.
Let within shut down without.
Yes, sir.
Stay on the inside.
Yes,
when you're going through something. Don't come out. Stay on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Yield to the Spirit.
Yes.
Say it with me, the blessings just keep on coming.
The blessings keep on coming.
I'm blessing available right now.
I'm blessing available right now.
I have expectation.
I have expectation.
For supernatural.
Supernatural.
Financial.
Financial.
Manifestation.
Manifestation.
Money! Coming to me now! Now, I think, you know, you broke some things, but I want to destroy some things that are not right now. So let's pull again. Money! Coming to me now! Now the third time, everything's going to be broken. Whatever you're dealing with right now is on the line before God. Financially, whatever you're dealing with, we pull this time. I believe this. The Lord told me money coming. When I first got it some 20 years ago, he said, when you say money coming, all the money in all the banks, they were going to shake it. And somebody who God going to use to bless you, going to be shook when you pull this third time. You don't have to know who it is. You don't have to know how it's going to happen. All you got to do is when we pull this next time, get happy. As if it already has happened. You ready? You ready? You ready? Money! Coming to me now! Shout about it! Of course, we walk by faith, but see, as studying the soul, there must be a certain type of emotion, a certain type of feeling. We were taught as if you don't have to have no feeling. Yeah, I need a feeling. I need God to touch me sometime. And so, I just want to ask this. Since you come through them doors tonight, how many of y'all feel a little better? because this, from this place here, we supposed to open up your understanding to what you're going through.
That's right.
So, now watch this. In my journey, sometimes, when it look real bad, that's when it's about to get real. So, Psalm 35:27, yeah, now. I'm going to close. We get back on the morning, night, tomorrow morning. Psalm 35:27 will work right here. It'll work right here, won't it? Psalm 35:27 will work right here. It'll fit right here. How many of y'all favorites love God? And your favorite is righteous. You must be going to raise your hand if I ask you to love God. I mean, you ain't that deep. You must be going to raise your hand. I mean, I can see you if I say money comes, you're going to raise your hand. But I ask, how many of y'all love God? And I see some people. You better put your hand up. You ain't going to get nothing. I ask about God. Do you love God? I love God, but I don't have to raise my hand.